Bhagavad Gita, as it is, chapter 9, the most confidential knowledge, text number 9. Na chamantani karmani. Nibandanti dananjaya. Udasinadvar asinam. Asaktam teshu karmasu. Na. Never. Cha, also. Mam, me. Tani, all those. Karmani, activities. Ibananti, bind. Dananjaya, O conqueror of riches. Udasinadvat, as neutral. Asinam, situated. Asaktam, without attraction. Teshu, for those. Karmasu, activities. Translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami to the Prabhupada. O Dhananjaya, all this work cannot bind me. I'm ever detached from all these material activities, seated as though neutral. Purport. One should not think in this connection that the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no engagement. In his spiritual world, he is always engaged. In the Brahma Samhita 5.6, it is stated, Atma Ramasya Tasyasti Prakritya Na Samagama. He is always involved in his eternal, blissful spiritual activities, but he has nothing to do with these material activities. Material activities are being carried on by his different potencies. The Lord is always neutral in the material activities of the created world. This neutrality is mentioned here with the word udasinadvat. Although he has control over every minute detail of material activities, he is sitting as though neutral. The example can be given to a high court judge sitting on his bench. By his order, so many things are happening. Someone is being hanged. Someone is being put into jail. Someone is awarded a huge amount of wealth. But still, he is neutral. He has nothing to do with all that gain and loss. Similarly, the Lord is always neutral. Although he has his hand in every sphere of activity, the Vedanta Sutra, it is stated, Vaisamya Niragri Grinye Na. He is not situated in the dualities of this material world. He is transcendental to these dualities. Nor is he attached to the creation and annihilation of this material world. Living entities take their different forms in the various species of life according to their past deeds, and the Lord doesn't interfere with them. Chamantani karmani nibhananti dananjaya udasinadvarasinam asaktam teshu karmasu. O Dhananjaya, all this work cannot bind me. I'm ever detached, seated as though neutral. Krishna is trying to put things into the proper perspective. Because otherwise, if we look around and we don't understand Krishna's neutrality, we may think that Krishna is favoring some people and disfavoring others. And we may therefore think that Krishna is being unfair to us specifically. Especially people think in this world the bad people get ahead, and the good people fall behind. So if you want to get ahead, you have to be bad. Otherwise, God won't recognize you. Or as Krishna says, Asatyam apratishtam te jagadohor nishvaram aparashparam sambhutyam kemanyat kaimahaituke. They say that the whole world is unreal, it has no foundation, has no God in control, it produces sex desire and has no cause other than lust. And because they believe that nothing is going on with any reasoning or logic behind it, they have to fill in the gap. And they have to create the logic and reasoning. They have to create the order. With that in mind, we have our present civilization, where scientists are working busily to create every day new chemicals, new discoveries. Everything is newly discovered. And they're improving everything, as we can see, with all their new insecticides, pesticides, peoplecides. They're discovering ever new ways of eliminating all the unwanted things and creating new food. We don't need food anymore. We don't need food with natural flavors because they have artificial flavors. We don't even know, we don't even need our organs anymore because they can replace them. We'll have a plastic stomach, a plastic heart, and the perfection will be a plastic brain. And that way nothing will wear out. And if it does wear out, you just go to the local repair shop and you get your brain replaced. They give you a new one. And that way people are living in this dream that it doesn't really matter what they do, they won't get any reaction for it. They can eat anything they want. They can have any kind of sense gratification they want. They can take any kind of intoxication. And it doesn't really matter. Because if there's a God, he's certainly not in control of it. And there are no reactions. There's no such thing as a reaction. All you do is have to believe, say at the end of life, I believe in someone, and you go back to the spiritual world. Even if you're the worst criminal. But if you gave donations regularly, and you simply say, I believe, then you're eligible to go back to the spiritual world. So why bother being a good person? Well, you can enjoy and be a bad person and get the same result. Because there's no karma. There's no, God isn't really looking at you. He's just trying to see how much money you're giving him. And if it's enough, there's no such thing as bad. Everything you do is good. Therefore, the whole material world is going on due to lack of proper perspective. People think they can get away with anything, and there won't be any reaction. There's no karma. There's no reincarnation. There's just people who believe and the people who don't believe. That's the only thing. Anyhow, I'm not going to take a lot of time today. Any questions? Everyone's neutral here.
So why does it say as though neutral? As though neutral. So it says like he's. It looks like neutral, but he's not neutral. As though neutral. Or what is. What's the.
See, as though neutral.
As though neutral, yeah. Because it's in English, I'm not. It looks like neutral, but is he's not neutral? Or.
Well, I think it's just a technicality that he is. The Sanskrit says without attraction. For those activities. The Sanskrit just says as neutral.
As neutral.
But you can send into the PBT so you're confused. You've lost your faith. All right, thank you very much. Grandaraj Bhagavad Gita, Kijaj.